To finance, and official figures show economic growth in the 17-nation Eurozone has come to a virtual standstill. Eurozone economies grew by just 0.2% between July and September.
Economists are predicting an even worse result in the final quarter. And in Italy, the cost of borrowing has once again soared above 7%.
What the markets need in order to go back to some sort of normality to reduce Italy's interest rates is confidence in stability and action. Italy needs to grow and cut at the same time, and that's a very difficult job, and Monti will need full support from a broad base, and that's the question at the moment, the doubt.
Let's see what the markets have been doing. The Dow Jones has closed 17 points higher. The Nasdaq put on 29, the S&P 500 was 11 points higher, and in London the FTSE closed 2 points lower. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $99.73 a barrel, Tapis crude's at $123.06 a barrel, and gold's at $1,778.80 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying $1.01, 75 euro cents and 64 pence sterling.